Hello guys, I am Gav Tambi. This is the third episode of Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. So let's start. Lesson 3. Mind your own business. A friend of Robert got to hear Ray Kroc of McDonald's fame speak in 1974 at the University of Texas at Austin. Afterward, Ray agreed to join the students at their favorite hangout for a few beers. He asked the student what business he was in. At first, they laughed and then they answered that he was in the business of selling hamburgers, of course. But Ray told them he was not in the hamburger business, but in the real estate business. He knew that the land and location of each franchise were the most significant factor in its success. Today, McDonald's is the largest single owner of real estate in the world, owning some of the most valuable intersections and street corners around the globe. Robert's friend took that lesson to heart and today owns car washes, but his business is the real estate under those car washes. So many people work for everyone else, their employer, the government, taxes, and the bank mortars. What Ray Kroc and Rich Dad knew was secret number 3 of the rich. Mind your business. Don't spend your whole life working for someone else. There is a big difference between your profession and your business. Often Robert will ask people, "What is your business?" and they will say, "Oh, I am banker." Then he asks them if they own the bank and they usually respond, "No, I work there." In that instance, they have confused their profession with their business. Their profession may be a banker, but they still need their own business. Too many people spend their life minding someone else's business and making them rich. Minding your business does not mean starting a company, though for some people it will. Instead, your business revolves around your asset column, not your income column. Promotion or a better job will only help you become more financially secure if the additional money is used to purchase income generating assets. The primary reason the majority of the poor and middle class are fiscally conservative is that they have no financial foundation. They have to cling to their job and play it safe. They cannot afford to take risk. And when hard times come, what many people thought were asset will not help them survive a financial crisis. That car has lost much of its value, those golf clubs and the same. Too often what a bank will allow a person to list as asset on a financial statement are not true assets. Robert was once turned down for a loan because the bank did not like how much money he made from rent and was concerned he did not have a normal job. But they were fine with him listing suits and art collection and other personal effects as assets. Net worth is not the measure that people think it is. Most so-called asset debt column that people base their net worth on either are not as valuable as they think, or if they have gained value will trigger taxes on the gain if they are sold. So Robert tells people to start minding your own business, keep your daytime job, but start buying real assets, not liabilities or personal effects that have no real value once you get them home. Keep expenses low, reduce liabilities and deliberately build a base of solid assets. Parents need to teach young people this before they leave home, so that they understand what a true asset is and would not find themselves trapped in a lifestyle of debt. Robert say real assets fall into the following categories. First, business that do not require his presence. He owns them, but they are managed or run by other people. If he has to work there, it is not a business. It becomes his job. Stocks. Second, stocks. Third, bonds. Fourth, income generating real estate. Fifth, notes, IOU. Sixth, royalties from intellectual property such as music, scripts and patent. Seventh, Anything else that has value, produce income or appreciates and has a ready market. Acquire assets that you love. Robots love real estate and thus spend much of his time thinking about and shopping for it. If you don't like real estate, don't invest in it. Robot also loves the stock of a small startup company because he himself is an entrepreneur. Some are afraid of the risk of such small cap companies, but he sees these as the place to make fortunes. His strategy is to be out of the stock in a year. His real estate strategy, on the other hand, is to start small and keep trading up for bigger properties and delaying taxes on the gain. Holding real estate less than 7 years. Even while working for Marines and Xerox, Robot minded his own business. He kept his day job but was active in his asset column, trading real estate and small stocks. The most he understood accounting and cash management, the better he was at analyzing investment and eventually building his own company. He does not recommend people start a company unless they really have the desire to. Otherwise, he advises them to keep their day job and mind their business, building and keeping their asset column strong. As cash flow grows, people can indulge in luxuries, but only if the cash flow supports them. Build an asset column and let the income generated by those assets pay for the luxuries. Left hemisphere movement. When assets generate enough income to cover luxuries, that is when you can buy them. Right hemisphere movement. Think creatively about what your business is. It is not your profession. Subconscious movement. Acquire the type of asset you love because you will take better care of them and enjoy learning about them. Thank you. Thank you for listening.